something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
Happy almost New Year. Holy crap, guys.
What?
We are about to enter 2024.
How is that real?
I don't know.
This
feels
honestly,
like a foreign concept to me that like we are at the point of 2024. Like I feel like 2023 didn't happen.
No, I don't think it did. Like where did it literally go?
This is when I think we're living in a simulation because I'm like, this isn't making sense.
Nope. I think we are.
It's like you turn a certain age and they just turn up the clock on you.
That's kind of scary. And they say like as you get older, it even goes faster. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Great.
I'm not a fan. Well, guys,
Happy New
Year! We are excited for the new year. It's all right. It'll be a good thing to dive into a new year. But listen, Abby, we got some things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Really about a lot of new year and things that happened in 2023. We're going to focus on like reflection here. That is what this podcast is about to be about. Reflection of 2023 and on to 2024.
I love it.
Okay.
Positive reflection.
And we're starting strong. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
What was your biggest takeaway from 2023? It can be a lesson. It can be something that you never want to do again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be anything. Is anything coming to mind for you?
Oh, yeah. So if there's anything you think you can't do, like, don't think that. Because I wrote a song that I never even thought I intimidated myself being in Nashville, you know? And I had to wait for someone to challenge me in order to do that and learn to play guitar. And I'm like, I could have done those things on my own. Like, why did I wait, you know, for me to do it myself? And I waited for someone to challenge me. So that's probably my biggest takeaway. It's just like, don't wait on something you want to do or don't think you can do. There's no one stopping you but yourself.
Oh, that's a good one. This was a big year for you for all of that.
It was. A lot of things getting out of my comfort zone. Because I just was scared to do them. But why be scared? What's there to be scared of?
Yeah. Really? And there isn't. There's never anything to be scared of on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
It's always scary. Everything is always scarier before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it happens, it's like, dang, why did I freak out about that?
Right.
Every time.
I also think it's like a fear of failure, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. That always made me nervous going in a writing room with someone else. Because I'm like, I have nothing to bring to the table. But I do. Like, why am I selling myself short when I do have things to bring to the table? So like, don't doubt yourself.
Fear of failure is a very big one. I think that everybody experiences at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, I think, the one benefit of getting older. You do get to a point where you're like, why have I been afraid of this my whole life?
Right.
Because nobody cares.
I know.
Nobody cares about me at the end of the day. Like, genuinely, I'm the only one judging myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
We are our biggest critics.
Oh, yeah, we are, man.
For sure.
I think mine, like as I reflect on it, is that I always knew that I have been, but I am so much stronger than I give myself credit for. Like things happen and I'm like, I handled that. Or somebody comes at me and I'm like, okay, brush it off. It's not going to affect me. Like I always feel when I'm in situations, much like we're talking about, like I always feel very like this is going to destroy me. I'm a horrible person, or why do people hate me so much, or why did this happen to me? And every time after, I'm so unaffected versus how I could have been affected by it. Like, I don't get how sometimes in the moment I forget how strong I am and how much I have been through to be who I am. And I think that's like one thing as I look back on 2023 that hopefully it helps me, like as I keep getting older and especially in the new year, is that I just can handle and I'm so much stronger than I think I am every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And I should stop doubting that.
Yes. But you don't realize it until you've already been through it and you're looking back, like mm-hmm. right now. You don't realize in the moment because it seems so dramatic and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can make it through this. But you will, and you can, because you have.
Yes, every time. So we both had really big lessons in 2023.
We do.
Big life lessons. I feel like back, if you would have asked like 21-year-old Morgan, it would have been like, stop drinking.
Like, just the most like, yeah.
The most surface level, like, just, you know, no depth to anything. And now I'm like, oh, you're so strong. Like, yes. Hilarious. LOL.
I know.
At what changes in 9 years?
This hangover is going to be terrible. Don't do that, you know? Like, those are the things that you talk about.
Look at us growing, I know. Abby.
We are.
So proud. Okay, do you have any resolutions you are setting for the new year?
I do. So going back to what I never thought I could, I want to write an EP. Okay. So like five or six songs. So that's one of them. Another big one is getting more sleep. I know that doesn't sound like much, but like I have terrible sleeping, going to bed habits for working early mornings like we do. Like I go to bed probably like 11 or midnight every night.
Oh, I feel that. We're night owls. I think we've discussed this because
mm-hmm.
you're a night owl, right?
Like, yes.
Love the nighttime.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have FOMO. Like, I feel like going to bed, I'm missing out on the world. I don't know. Like,
even
nothing's happening.
The whole world is basically asleep.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you scared of missing out on right now? It is like midnight. There's nothing. This is your time to sleep. But it also feels like a time machine to like the future, or like fast forward to the morning, you know? Mm. And I'm like, oh, I'm not ready for tomorrow. You know,
get the scaries.
So, yes, it's the scaries.
Instead of the Sunday scaries, you get them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes, basically. But I've always been that way.
Yeah.
Forever, like since college. So that's
so the sleep habits
mm-hmm.
hopefully are better.
Okay. Yes.
And then the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making strides for that yet? Or is that more like, okay, as soon as Christmas is over, I'm hitting the ground running?
Once Christmas is over, I'm trying to take things one step at a time because I was getting overwhelmed at like the guitar and writing a song and all the thing, you know, singing in the caroling group. So trying to, but I am in the process. Well, I did meet with a few people to write a song. So.
All right. More songwriting happening.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at you.
I also want to volunteer more at the like dog shelters.
Yeah.
And Nashville like Humane Association. I want to do that.
Yes. I love that. That's my. My heart and soul mm-hmm. is all of those. I haven't, as you're talking about yours, you've really thought about yours.
I haven't.
Like, I'm like, if I make it to 2024, I'll be pretty proud.
Come on. We just talked about this. But being strong, you got this.
I know. No, I think one, at least right now in this space of my life, like, I really do want to, I've already kind of started taking steps toward it. Like, I'm really healthy and I'm very active, but I think I'd really like to be good. I'm really inconsistent sometimes with that. Like, I give myself a lot of excuses. Like, I'm tired one day, so I won't work out or I won't eat healthy. And I hope maybe next year I can be a little bit more disciplined in my physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm in bad shape and not that I need it, but I just, like, I feel so much better when I eat healthy and when I'm drinking a lot of water and I do be active versus binging 80 million shows for like 5 days, which I'm really good at. You know that.
Yeah.
So I think I want to be more disciplined in my physical health because my mental health feels like it's in a really good spot. So like I want the physical health to match that always, especially as I get older, it gets harder to do that. So I really want to take advantage of it now before I potentially ever get married or have kids.
Yes.
If that's in my life, like this is the time that I have to figure that out.
Right.
So.
And balance. It's really all about balance, too, you know?
I'm bad with balance.
Yeah, same. Because that was one of mine, too. It's just like focusing and actually running. Because I'm going to do the half marathon, the St. Jude one in April.
Yeah.
And last year I did not train. And that was terrible on race day. That wasn't a good idea. And you get injured doing that. So it's like, yeah, I want to have like a, you know, training schedule that I follow.
And some structure to things.
Yes, yeah. And like putting that on the top of your list too. Like we put our job and, you know, you watching shows sometimes before, you know, and then we don't leave time for ourselves and being physically healthy. So
yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I try and I'm trying not to make my resolutions related to work because everything else about my life is related to work.
Mm-hmm.
So my resolutions are always I try and make them something personal. And speaking of, did you do your resolution for 2023? Like, did you complete it?
What was mine? Oh, shoot. I don't even know what mine was. yours?
Yeah, I
what
know.
What was
mine,
it?
You know, okay. Mine was that I wanted 2023 to be a year of doing.
Yes.
Like, that I would do a lot of things and I'd say yes more often than I'd say no. You don't remember yours.
No, and I'm pretty sure we talked last year.
That's okay. It's all right. I mean, it just wasn't, you know, your starlight resolution.
I feel like, well, shoot, now I don't know. Okay, yeah, I remember you saying yours is the year of doing, and mine was the year of...
Well, you might think, as we go through this podcast, if it ever comes back up to you, you'd be like, hey, I remembered.
It's probably the same ones. Get more sleep, run more.
Hilarious if it was.
Probably.
Very funny.
That's been my resolution 5 years.
I mean, that's kind of what resolutions are, right? You kind of do them and you fail them, maybe do them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of what they are. But that's just help you put a focus on something for a while.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe I make too many. See, I already gave you like four. I should have just stuck with one because I just get overwhelmed. So I need to just stick to, like, yours was year of doing. You had one thing and that's easy. And it's a super easy one. Year of doing. Just say yes to more things. So more attainable.
You would think that was easy. And I did. I will say, if I look at the resolution as a whole, I probably 80% did that. There were moments where I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this.
I feel like you did a lot.
I did. And I traveled a lot. I did a lot of things. So that's why I say, okay, give me 90. Uh-huh. There were 10% where I was like, I could definitely go do this, but I don't want to.
Dang. I didn't see that because I was like, man, this girl is going hard this year. Like just all your social media. I was like, I'm sitting on the couch in a messy bun and she's just like out doing great things.
I'm really glad my social media looked like that because that's because you weren't seeing me binge watch a million things. Like I'm pretty sure I watched like at least 30 shows this year. Like,
oh my.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. You watched enough for both of us. So thank you.
I always got you back on that. That I can always cover. So yeah, I do think I did it. Like 90%. But if you think of yours, let me know. Did you learn any new skills in 2023?
Other than guitar.
Guitar.
How did I say it weird? Am I going to your country accent now?
Listen, I am just now very aware of it, so I don't get yelled at.
No, people tell me too. I think it is a Kansas thing. Like, we really don't have accents, but...
But then Kansas people were calling me and was like, I was born and raised in Wichita. I've never had an accent in my life. This is what I would like to say. That is not true for me because I have a country family.
Yeah.
Just because you're born and raised in the same location as somebody else, you could have very different life experiences and very different families. And my family, both sides, lived on properties and we had cows and horses. I mean, we were country. We were farmers. Like, that's in our bloodline. And that's what I hung out around. If you go and you talk to my uncle today, like, he has the most accent of all of them. So they were all also born and raised in Kansas, not Wichita, but born and raised in Kansas. And so that is why and where my accent comes from is being and spending time with all of them growing up. So just because we were all born and raised in the same place or the same location does not mean we will have the same experiences.
Yeah.
Especially my slang talk. I mean, all of it relates to my language, apparently. My slang talk and my accent, all very different based on the family that I was around.
Yeah, so. But yours, like, comes out at certain times.
Yeah.
Like, I hear it when we talk, too. When something, we're saying something funny or whatever, and just, like, lighthearted.
See, I think you have a little bit of slang to your voice, like, twang to your voice.
Yeah, when you say, like, certain reflections. Like, I'll be like, I don't know. Or, you know, something like
it
that.
It just has, like, a little deep tone to it. Like, a little underlying country tone to it. See, you have one, too. So
when I say guitar.
Guitar.
That's when it comes out. Other than guitar skills, no, I guess that's the one I focused on that I can think of. I know it's not bowling.
Yeah, we both sucked at bowling.
Not bowling.
Or clay shooting.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh. Don't even go there. Oh, yeah. I tried to like bring that out of my memory. I was the worst one. Like you and I did this like thing for charity.
Yeah.
And oh, you beat me.
Barely though. I mean, I wasn't that far ahead of you.
But you know, I got an award for being so bad.
Yeah.
They gave me like a gift card. Like as I, and then they were like.
But at least you got a gift card for being a loser.
They brought me up in front of everybody though. And they were like, what's it like to be so terrible at shooting? I was like, oh my gosh. I'm not used to that. I can shoot like a regular gun at a like stationary target.
Yeah.
But when it comes to flying clay.
Yeah. Those little clay pigeons are hard, man.
That was rough. Yeah. So not that.
But it's still a skill. You still learned it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you did. You learned something new.
True. And so. Pool. Pool I kind of got into.
Like eight ball pool? Uh-huh.
Yeah, shooting pool.
Not like pool, like how Ken says beach.
Yeah, like shooting pool. You know, cue ball, all that kind of stuff.
Wait, are you just like chilling in dive bars playing pool?
Yeah, on dates. Yeah.
On dates?
It's really fun.
Uh-huh. Do you ever like hustle them and you're like, no, I suck. And then you come in and you're like, really
I need
good?
To do that. No, because I'm usually like a big talker, which is really dumb of me to do. And be like, no, I'm actually really good. And then we play and they beat me and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. So it's smart.
Hey, pro tip. You going out on dates, you always be the underdog. Like you can talk a little crap because that's fun. It's fun to talk crap of like competitiveness. You're like, I think I could take you. But you never say, I think I can beat you, because then when you beat them, look at you.
I know. I always go, no, I know I'm going to beat you. I like fake this confidence. Well, bad idea.
Don't worry, I do it too. I do it too. I like I said, talk a big game right here, but I do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's fun to talk crap to guys.
It is so fun.
Especially about like competitiveness with sports, because all of them think they're all, every single man on this earth thinks he can beat any woman at anything.
And then they like the challenge.
Yeah, oh, they love the challenge.
But then they really want to beat
you. And I will say, listen, guys naturally have some more athletic abilities. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't win at everything. That's not true.
Right. Mm. What now?
Well, you can't do that now. Now with your mans, because he already knows you. But
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, we'll revisit that if we ever have to.
Okay. hopefully not. No. What is?
I don't hope you have to.
Yeah. What's your?
I'm just putting it back in my memory in case I need to remember.
Yeah.
But no, I don't hope I have to. The skills I learned in 2023, clay shooting. That was a first for me. Let's see. I did go do trapeze.
Yeah.
That was the learned skill. I wanted to do that.
That
you need
fun.
To go do that. That was fun. And then dead silence because I can't remember. I don't
cooking.
Cooking I've known though.
I know. I just feel like, yeah, you.
That's like a constant learning skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I learned in COVID. I got bored.
Oh, yeah.
That was the main one. Okay. Yeah, I think those are my two for now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. I got more things to ask you about for 2023.
Let's go.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, Abby, what is your favorite thing you did this year? Loaded question.
Oh, dang, there were a lot. But the first thing that came to mind, skydiving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the Army Golden Knights.
Yes. I mean, that was the, I remember that all, I think about it all the time. And when I hear Tim McGrath's song, I went skydiving, like, I can, like, blast that now. That was awesome. And the, like, the Army, the Knights made it so much better. Like, I would have been really nervous, I think.
Yeah, it was awesome, though. That was a really cool moment.
It was amazing. Like, I would do it again in a heartbeat. Like, right now, I would go.
True.
Because just the adrenaline and everything about it was so cool.
That's a good one. And that's that was a big moment for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think mine was going to Yellowstone and Tetons. Because I've wanted to go there for a really long time. And when it finally happened and the whole road trip, I was like, this is amazing. It's like when a vacation makes it out of the group chat. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
The whole time.
That is insane. Yeah. It looked just like picture perfect. Like a calendar.
It does. And what's funny is, like, Tetons are my favorite over Yellowstone. I really thought I was going to fall in love with Yellowstone more.
Really?
Yeah, I still loved Yellowstone. And it's massive and it's gorgeous. But I loved the Tetons. And I loved, like, Grand Teton National Park, seeing the Tetons when you're in Jackson Hole. Like, something about those Tetons, man. And I keep seeing that word and I know I'm going to mess it up at some point. just seeing them, like, all the time was what was really cool. They were so unreal. So, yeah. I think those were those. But both of ours are very adventurous. Go us.
Yeah, they were. Very.
I'm really proud of us right now.
I know. Well, we're always adventurous, I feel like.
Yeah, we are. We are. But those were like big moves. Like, look at us. I mean, you jumped out of a freaking plane. You win.
Hey, they're close.
No. I just drove in a little car, you know. I was safely on the ground.
I think it's safer, though, probably to jump out of a plane than drive on the road.
You know, these days, probably.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay, on the flip side of that, the most embarrassing moment you had this year?
Basically, anytime I sing in the studio. blind karaoke. Let's name any of them. All of them. Like... It actually annoys me because
I'm not really prepared for that answer.
It gives Lunchbox ammo. Like, and I kind of have to agree. I'm like, I don't sound great because I get flustered. I get in my head. I let him get in my head. I don't like not knowing the words to songs and I mess up and I'm like, I don't sound like this in the shower or in my car.
And you sound like me when I defended myself after singing on air. I was like, guys, I sound really good in the shower.
I'm sure you do.
You know, okay. I do. In my head.
Yes. Gosh, dang it.
That's
you
fair.
Had to bring that up. I tried to, yeah.
I mean, I didn't head. Bring it up. You said it as the answer. I didn't have that as your answer. I didn't know what it was.
It was the most embarrassing. Yeah. I still think about it. Oh, I got last place.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the most embarrassing moment of my life was singing on air. But I did not want to be a singer. I mean, I did when I was like 5. 10, whatever, but like not as a, you know, grown 25-year-old woman.
Sorry, yeah, I wasn't here for that when you did it live, but I watched the video and I loved it.
I cried
it
after.
Brought joy. I cried.
The literal tears. So talk about embarrassing. At least you haven't cried. At least not that I know of.
Only when I leave. On my way home. No, I'm just kidding. That's the one thing
I don't think you're kidding.
That's the one thing I'm trying to learn is just like, Eddie always says this to me, like, he's like, Abby, it's fine. Like, stop worrying so much. Like, stop beating yourself up because do that to myself. I get in my head. And he's just like, Abby, it's just for fun. I'm like, you're right. It's playing karaoke. It's just for fun. Like, why are you being so...
It is fun, but it we are in a very competitive environment. So I understand where you're coming from and why you feel that way. But he is right in that it is just for fun.
It is just for fun.
But both are right, honestly.
God, this is making me sweat. Can we? What's yours? What's yours?
You know.
This year?
I'm pretty sure mine is going to have to be that I gave somebody a friendship bracelet and then had to deal with the rejection of that in front of all the listeners. So I think I win that one.
I didn't even think of that because I was just very proud.
No, and here's the thing. I do still feel very proud and I'm still happy I did it. But like, listen, rejection of any kind is not fun. It doesn't matter if it's rejection in the kindest, sweetest way possible. If it comes in the form of a cookie, like rejection sucks. So I think that... Just it and not embarrassing on like a front of like, dang, I got rejected. More embarrassing is like, I just had to keep dealing with it. Like, it getting brought up.
Yes, it did many times. And it was on video and audio. Like, we had every angle of it. You were,
but it was also like there. One of my proudest moments at the same time. It's really like a double sided coin. It's both. Like, I'm very proud of myself that I did something wild and crazy and it was great content for the show. But also pretty embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. No, because I was like right there by you when you were doing that, watching, and I was super close. And then at one point I was like, I had to walk away because I felt like a third wheel. Like, I was like, wait, she's having her moment right now. And like, my heart started pounding and I was like, I can only imagine. I could kind of hear it in your voice because that's how I would get too. Mm-hmm. When you know that you have to do something, I was like, is she actually going to do it or is she going to be too nervous? And then she was like, okay. I was like, oh, it's on the way. She's doing
it
now.
It is coming.
And then I started getting like this secondhand nervousness for you.
Yeah, I was proud of myself how I handled the interview before because I still interviewed him. Mm-hmm. Like, I did the interview as like a normal situation and then just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I could not believe it, especially in front of Scuba and Lunchbox. That's a lot too when they're watching.
You know, and I tried to make Lunchbox leave. Do you think he did? No.
No. Oh, absolutely.
Stupid. But yeah, so mine doubles as a proud moment and an embarrassing moment.
Yes. So that is pretty.
Oh. We'll leave that there.
Oh, yikes.
Don't make me go, okay. All right.
I thought mine was bad. No, I'm just kidding.
Favorite place you visited this year? Anywhere you went that you loved?
Where did I go this year?
Listen, all the 2020s are just a blur. You never know what happened. You go to California?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I go there like every year, but that's why I go all the time because my uncle lives there and it is my favorite place. But I was like, did I go? I feel like this year was not a big travel year. Like, I went to Key West last year, you know.
You love the beaches.
I do. I just love a beach because, I went to Panama City Beach also this year.
Do you like beach more than mountains?
Yes, probably just because I grew up going every year to see my uncle. And so I feel like I need to explore the mountains more because I only go to California beaches.
Yeah, you know, I do feel like, though, people are either a beach or a mountain person. Mm-hmm. You know, you can like both, but I do feel like you gravitate towards one over the other. Like, you would not catch me dead on a beach unless somebody makes me go.
Oh, gosh.
Mostly because I don't have the patience to lay out. I get so bored.
Yeah. Well, I like being active. Like, I do a lot of like running on the beach or like walking on the path and stuff because the weather's nice there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's why I would like to go to mountains so I can hike because I do love being active.
Yeah.
But just the water is just so good for the soul. That's why I love it.
Yeah, you're
so
a beach
good.
Girl. Yeah. You're a beach girl because I feel that same way about the mountains. I'm like, dang, that powder, snow, chilling in it, being in all bundled weather. I also don't love wearing swimsuits. Maybe that's also why I don't like the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big swimsuit girl.
Yeah. Me neither. I don't like not knowing who's like looking at me. <don't
know>. Who's from watching afar. Me?
Who's watching?
Okay. We got a...
What's yours?
Oh.
Did you say?
Well, I mean, I did say Yellowstone Teton earlier. I don't think I wasn't anticipating saying favorite thing I did this year.
You went to Utah.
I did go to Utah too. Utah was awesome. I still got, I think I got 12 or 13 states left to cross off. So I got to keep moving in that direction. But I did. I mean, OK, so I'll answer a different version of that. And I loved the Badlands in South Dakota.
Oh,
they look like Tatooine from Star Wars. And I loved it.
Wait, what? Excuse me.
It's a planet in Star Wars. OK. And it's very deserty and just like you otherworldly. And that's what Badlands looks like. It's very otherworldly.
Oh, cool. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I got to see a sunset there. And seeing a sunset in the Badlands. I mean, seeing a sunset or a sunrise in any national park is probably insanely beautiful. But in the Badlands, seeing a sunset there, I, like, genuinely first time probably in my life, my breath kind of just, like, left my body.
What? That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Okay.
Okay. All right. We got one more break. Okay. And then we got bingo cards to talk about.
Bingo cards?
Yeah. You'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
All right, you know how people talk about, like, that was not on my bingo card for 2023? Have you ever seen people say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, dang, I really didn't anticipate that happening.
Yes.
So we're basically going to do a bingo card for 2023 in a version of that. So I'm going to list some things and you tell me if you, like, you could put it down for bingo.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet someone really famous?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the story.
Dang, well...
You can't say yes and then not have a story. Well, it doesn't count.
I can come up with
bingo
a number.
Take it away.
Like, if it's work-related, do you mean work-related or not?
It can be work-related, but it can't be in the studio.
Oh, well then, I don't think so. I guess it would be during the interviews that we did for CMA.
Okay, I mean, that's an option.
But we knew all of them. Brenda Lee, but that was in studio. Gosh dang it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say no. Well, I can't say no because I did meet.
Yeah. Well, our criteria is a little bit different for our bingo. But other people are probably playing bingo while they're listening to this right now.
Okay. Can you go first? Let me think. Let me just see.
Mine would be, it is work related at the iHeart Festival, but Lunchbox helped me meet Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh my gosh. I was so jealous. I still am. That is awesome.
That was amazing. So, and not just Topanga, I met three of the cast members, the ones who do the podcast together. And I got to meet Lance Bass too. Those both happened at iHeartFest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Both of those moments were really cool. So I did check that off for the bingo card. Abby's going through her phone trying to figure this out.
I don't think we live in Nashville. Out of the studio, honestly. I don't think so.
Okay, who would be the most famous in studio then for you?
Brenda Lee. That was the coolest moment.
That was so cool.
Because I really didn't know that she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was like 15.
Yeah.
That's insane.
She's a legend.
Yes. And then she was like best friends with Patsy Cline.
Yeah. And I don't think she gets enough credit for how much of a legend she is either.
She doesn't. And she's so cute.
Yeah, I know. She's a little national treasure, honestly.
She's like 4'10". What is she?
4'9".
4'9"?
Because we talked about it. Normally, I'm the short one.
Yeah.
I've really appreciated her. You.
She was so cute.
Yes. Okay.
I think
I'm still going to give it to you because, you know, not a lot of people get to meet Brenda Lee.
That's true.
So that is a good one. Okay. Checked something off your bucket list.
Yes. Wrote a song.
Okay.
And then it was played on the radio. That is a gigantic bucket list moment.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. And I went to Yellowstone. So that's my, like, that was on my bucket list.
Yes. Okay.
Look at us go. We got 2 for 2.
Yes.
Went to a concert.
Definitely went to a concert.
Yeah, I did too. Did you go into any concerts that were not from work?
No. Megan Maroney was amazing live. Amazing.
Okay. That was recent.
Uh-huh.
December one?
Yes. I love how I have to look back in my phone to see what I did this year.
we got to work on that brain power, Abby.
Another embarrassing moment when I have my brain farts all the time during like easy trivia or anything.
Okay, Beavis and Butthead. What was that laugh? You look, you pulled that out of nowhere. Okay. I mean, I did.
And the what's yours?
The ones I went to outside of work were Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. Both of those were awesome. Solid concerts.
I didn't go to either one.
Yeah. They were good. Taylor Swift, specifically. Okay. Had a wild night out.
Last night. I'm just kidding.
Last night, we let the liquor talk.
A wild night out?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I feel like a lot of times when I go out, it ends up getting...
Okay, Abby.
I would say the night of the CMA Awards.
You got wild?
Yeah. Because I went to Jelly Roll's concert. Not concert, his after party. Because he won and he was ready to go.
I know. I wish I would have gone. I wish I didn't stay on the couch. That was one of those that I should have said yes. I was so tired from doing red carpet. I was like, I don't want to be in this dress anymore.
That's a lot. The red carpet, it takes a lot out of you when you're talking. I was just like behind the scenes. So
you were helping me handle all the camera stuff too. So don't sell yourself short on that.
Getting in there.
There was a lot of work that was done.
Yeah, okay. I would say that was my wildest night this year, maybe.
Okay, that's a good one. I think I had one really solid wild night. How I constitute a wild night is like the unpredictable happens.
Mm-hmm.
Where like I go out with no intentions. This is when Unhinged Morgan comes out, where I'm like, I'm just going out to have fun. And whatever happens is going to happen. And that did happen one night.
Oh, do we want to share?
No.
Do you remember?
I do remember.
Where did you wake up?
My house. I got Remy and Hazel. I can't leave them. You That's know true. Me. No, I don't ever let them sleep at home by themselves. But yeah, I did meet some people. We did some things. Went and had some fun. Went to multiple bars.
That is real. That is the best.
Yeah.
When you don't let things... Oh, actually, yeah, I have another one too.
You have another one?
Yeah.
So you do have more than one.
Uh-huh. It's kind of similar of like, I went on a date with a guy I'm currently dating.
Okay.
And we were just going to go like for dinner, but then we ended up going and playing pool and ping pong. And then after that, I was like, oh my gosh, you want to go to Santa's? Or you going to do karaoke? And then we did that and stayed out till like 2 a.m. I was planning literally just a dinner.
Wild Abby.
Yes. I don't know how that happens.
No, but I love when you go out with, I feel like when you go out with no expectations, it's always better.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have expectations, you're always let down.
Exactly.
That's something I'm going to bring into 2024 is trying to have less expectations of things, people and things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always let down.
That's really sad. But it's really true.
It is though. And it's not a fact that life is bad or that the people are bad. It's just that I have very high expectations because I have high expectations for myself. And so when I put those on other people, of course they're going to fail because they're very high.
Yeah. They're like unreachable.
Yeah. You got to be dang near perfect in every way to hit those. So I need to back off my expectations a little bit of just everything.
What is it? If you don't have high expectations, you can't be let down. That's basically just what you said.
Yeah.
I just summed it up in once.
You made it prettier. You made it prettier. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had a wild nights out. Okay, did you do something solo? Maybe you went on a date by yourself, went to the movies by yourself.
I feel like I do a lot of things by myself.
It's not supposed to turn depressing, Abby. Okay.
Like, I'm just used to it, but I don't look at it as a bad thing. I like doing things by myself.
Yeah.
You know, like,
the same way.
When I, well, there's that. I went to Panama City Beach by myself.
Was that this year?
Yep. Because the guy.
That feels like that was like 3 years
ago. No. Well, I went also a couple of years ago, but I went. Okay. And then the guy I was seeing at the time back home wasn't able to go last minute. So I had to go by myself.
Yeah.
And that was a bummer. But then my friend.
That should have been our flag.
The red flag? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
For you and, well, for me to give to you. Uh-huh. That's why I say our collectively.
Ours? Are we in this together?
Yeah, I mean, we gotta help each other out. No. You know, we are in this crazy dating world together. So yes,
we are definitely a red flag. But luckily, my friend was able to come halfway through and save it. But like, just driving there by myself, 7 hours was not enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Checking in and like trying to figure out where to park, like it was just a lot. So
that's fair.
But usually, I really enjoy doing things alone.
Yeah, you are really good about that. I admire that about you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I guess I'm just used to it.
You had to throw that in there. It was like a really proud moment.
What's yours? What's your solo moment?
When we were in Las Vegas for the iHeart Festival, I really wanted to go eat at Carbone, which is like the famous Italian restaurant. And I wasn't like finding anybody. Everybody had either already eaten or they didn't want to try it or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Frick, I'm just going to go and do it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go and figure it out by myself. And I did. And I had a great time. Although I'm pretty sure the couple next to me really wanted a little situation to happen.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they really loved me. Oh, I mean, we even have a picture together. There's a picture on my phone of all of us together. Did you? I don't know their names.
How did
they
that
were lovely humans.
Conversation start? Like, how did they start talking to you?
So it was when they were standing at the bar, right? Because you... The bar at Carbone has different reservations than the restaurant. And I wanted to sit at the bar because I'm by myself. So I walked up to the bar and this couple was standing over there having a drink. And the bartender walks over. He's like, I don't know if I'll be able to get you in. They're also waiting. And then it just so happens there was like 3 seats that ended up opening it up. And he's like, I got all 3 of you. Come on, let's go.
Oh.
And so we all sat next to each other. And it was kind of like we had just bonded over like waiting or whatever. And they were really nice. Like, I could be totally wrong. Maybe I just... I have this assumption that everybody always wants something.
Yeah.
Which is also a bad assumption of me. So I'm trying to not do that to people. But they were very kind. But it was definitely one of those situations where, like, because after they're like, so what are you doing now? What's about to happen? And I'm like, I am going to go to bed. I'm not sure what you guys are doing. I hope you guys have a great night, though.
That's funny.
So I kind of like turned away from it, but. I did have a great time, and that dinner was amazing. I'm so glad I did it. I would have missed out on some incredible food.
Dang, okay. So, never had it.
Now it's in New York, too. I think there's one Chicago and L.A., maybe, in, like, the major cities. Maybe not Chicago, but it was incredible. So if you ever get a chance, try Carbone.
By yourself.
One, even by yourself. Yeah. And I sat in a fancy velvet chair. Aww. So
oh, I love that. It.
Okay. I have on here, complete your resolution. Do you remember yours?
Nope. Okay. I don't think I did. I mean, I don't think I remember. I don't know.
Don't think you remember, which means you probably didn't complete it.
Right.
That's what we're rolling with?
Yeah.
Or it's the same as last year?
It probably was sleep, honestly. I know I make that every year.
If you make something every year, Abby.
I don't know how to change. How do I be better at that? What is the quick fix?
I think you need to stop putting it as a resolution and give yourself a break. Clearly that one doesn't want to be fixed for a while,
but it needs to be.
It's fair, but now is not the time.
Obviously not.
Okay. Visit a new state. I did a few of them.
I did not.
Mm-mm. No new states, new nope. Cities.
I went to California, Florida. Those are the only places. Right. I went to
we gotta broaden the horizons.
Yeah, see, I tell you, this was not my travel year.
That's okay.
Oh well. Kentucky. No, I had been to Kentucky. I visited the sky and jumped out of the atmosphere.
That's new. You didn't go to space, Abby. It's literally still on Earth.
I think that counts. That counts as something.
You know what? I'll let you count it, but I'm just making it clear that you were still literally in the state.
I traveled to places I'd never
and
been.
And you did not go past the stratosphere.
It felt like it.
You're in the atmosphere.
Yes. I touched the atmosphere.
Although I can be totally wrong about that too, because I suck at getting things right.
No, I think that sounds right.
But I don't think you were in the stratosphere. I was still in the
atmosphere where there was oxygen.
Yes, but I don't think you were in the stratosphere.
No. Definitely not.
Okay. Make any donations or do any charitable work. This is our kind of ending one that we'll end on.
Yes. St. Jude. And then there were, what was it? Giving Tuesday. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I always do Giving Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like crap when I buy so much stuff. And then I have to be like, okay, I need to spend money on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I donated to the Nashville Humane Association and then the Kansas Humane Association.
Oh, yeah. And those are where I got Hazel and Remy.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Remy's from Kansas Humane and Hazel's from Nashville Humane.
Aww.
You donated to both of them.
Yes.
You didn't even know it.
And you know what I did this whole year? Because I buy a lot of things like food through apps.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Postmates and Uber Eats.
Or actually, no, just like Chipotle app. I order it ahead and go get it.
Okay.
And a lot of those are like, do you want to round up to this organization?
Don't you dare pull a lunchbox right now.
Why? I say yes every time. What? That adds up to a lot throughout the year.
Lunchbox every time? I don't know. Okay. Maybe you're answering phones. Hilarious.
But he says that's all he does.
Yes. And that's why I say, but you can't.
Hey.
You can't use it. We don't allow Lunchbox to use it.
No, but he thinks it's so amazing that he did it like one time, 20 cents.
But you did just bring it up as something you did.
But I did it a lot. Like when every time I go to TJ Maxx.
I'm just drawing the comparisons here, but I think it's great. I think anyway.
You're making fun.
I think anyway.
I go to TJ Maxx a lot.
He says that about PetSmart. I think any way you are able to help,
yes,
if it's rounding up, if it's a little donation here and there, I think is all wonderful. And I agree that it's great. And I think it's great that you've done it. I think it's great that Lunchbox does it. I'm just laughing.
Do not compare me to Lunchbox.
Argue with each other and are very different. Turns out, not so different.
That's I will all. Not be looked at in the same light as him. I refuse.
You did that. You said that. You did that.
He said PetSmart, like one place. It's and how still, much does okay. he go there?
I don't know. Okay.
Never.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. All I know is how you said it and how it got phrased is exactly what I've heard him say.
You're right. No, I have heard him say that. But
that made me laugh. That was golden. But I do. I think that's amazing. And I love that you do that. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And I think if anybody can and feels that that's a good place for them to do it, then yes. Wholeheartedly.
Round up.
Yes. So no, I'm not making fun up. Of you. Great. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
What are your charitable contributions? Did you round up?
No, you know, I'm honest. I don't do much of the rounding up. I do a lot of direct donations. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm just very untrusting of a lot of things. So I directly donated to Wags and Walks in Nashville. I sent them a whole bunch of stuff that they needed for, especially now with the holidays happening. And I found a new horse organization that I had donated to. I posted about basically they're rescuing animals, like horses from the horse trade.
Oh.
And then Remy and I's volunteer work continues. We continue doing that.
That's cool.
So yeah, a lot of that. That's very important to me. Like charity work and volunteering is very, very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing to grow that and do more with that is always big. Because it's also, there's also sometimes I don't feel like I want to donate. I'm like, this doesn't feel, I feel like I'm just throwing my money at something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to go and actually be a part of it and make a change versus just, which is still, you need both, right? You need people to be able to donate and you need people to volunteer. In a perfect world, I could do both. But sometimes it's always one or the other.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh, one of my favorite organizations that I used to do or be involved in, it's called Musicians on Call.
Yes, that's the one in Nashville.
Yes. And I think they have it in other states now, I think.
Let me look up. You go ahead and talk about it.
So I was a guide because I didn't know how to play guitar or anything. But musicians go around room to room. And this was before COVID. And I think they may have started it up now if you wear masks. But you just go room to room and you're like, hey, can we play a song for you? And it instantly like cheers people up because like music is healing.
Yeah, like
hospitals.
It
was honestly one of the most amazing things I've ever done. And I had like goosebumps every time because people are just sad and they want visitors. Mm-hmm. And it's, they're not expecting it. And you just go in and you play a song and we're like, oh, what do you want to hear? And, you know, it's like their favorite song they say. And then they like start clapping and stuff. I love it. So I actually want to get involved in that.
I was going to say, especially now too, that you are able to play the guitar, that even adds like another layer to that.
Well, let's not get too excited. I know the basics.
I have faith in you.
The basics. But once I get a little better, maybe I can do the artist part. But I'm going to do guide for a while.
Because
that's what they do, need like guide volunteers and then artists. So the guide is the one that goes in and asks the patient if they want to hear music. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're like, no, I don't feel good. No, thank you. And then we go to the next room. But
you know, it is funny about the no thank you thing. And it's totally fine when they do that. But when Remy and I go, it makes me laugh because older people are so bluntly honest. Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of them get really excited to see Remy. And other times they're like, no. There's sometimes there'll be days where they're like, I don't like dogs. And then the next day, they love dogs. And I'm like,
oh.
I really don't know how to handle this situation because yesterday you didn't.
Yeah.
Are you sure we do today? It's definitely interesting. It's definitely interesting. But, it's all, especially if they're dealing with stuff, it's all based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I love it. It makes me laugh, like genuinely as like a, you know what? I get it. There are some days I don't want to do anything either.
Yeah. Like, no, leave me alone. Because at first they probably think you're just bothering them. Like they're like, what? What do you want? No.
Yeah. Bye. I speak very soft. I have learned. And so some of them are like, what are you freaking saying?
My dog. Can I bring him in?
I'll literally like lift Ruby up and I'm like, dog.
And they're like,
yeah.
They're like, what about her? Like, what are you doing? No, that's not my dog.
You know, wearing masks was a crap for me as a soft-spoken person. Nobody ever heard me.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Especially when I went to the resident home. Like, they're always like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Most people need to read lips, too. So it is hard when you have a mask and you're like, what?
Yeah. But Musicians on Call is in a few different cities. There's some in the Northeast. You got, like, one in Colorado, it looks like. You got a few in California, Texas, down in Louisiana. So a few all over. Not like everywhere, but at least a few places.
So I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to go answer some listener questions.
Woohoo!
You ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ready.
Well, thanks for hanging.
What was that?
This has been a very unhinged version. You can tell that you and I are very relaxed right now.
Yeah, we're very, like, very.
It's a Friday. Life is good. Maybe not. Abby's a little stressed about things.
I am, but it's fine.
All right. Okay. Well, come meet us on listener Q&A.
Bye.
Before we go over to the listener Q&A, I did need to share, this is the best bits of the year, is this edition of Best Bits. So I'm going to read some through to you and you'll go through them on Best Bits in the order that they were. But we had Jordan Rogers on, who came and talked about his time on The Bachelorette, which y'all loved. We also had a Jelly Roll interview where he answered uncomfortable questions that went totally viral. We did the world's shortest IQ test, which, speaking of viral, that one blew up on our social media. Crazy, mostly because they think we're dumb. then we had Amy's whole water dilemma situation where she put Kool-Aid in her toilet because there was some high water bills happening. And that also did pretty crazy on our social media. My most embarrassing moment, most embarrassing moment and a proud moment. I shot my shot with a country artist. That tops the list. Lunchbox sent a letter to somebody that's in jail. That's famous, that a lot of people know. And then the number one spot is somebody's very personal news that they shared this year. And I just want to say, it's always weird to put in something that's sad and hard in the number one spot when it's called Best Bits of the Year. But this was a reoccurring topic on our show this year and one that you guys were very invested in and engaged with a lot. So that's why it's coming in at the number one spot. But I am reluctantly saying Best Bits of the Year with that one at the number one. So those are all over there. Make sure you check out Just the Bits if you want to hear these kind of as we roll through the end of 2023. Those are the Best Bits of the Year. Okay, Abby, now it's time. We're going to do some listener questions.
Okie doke.
And they're so hard.
Are they?
I mean, get ready.
Okay.
That's the Best Bits of the Week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.